now to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world.
Let's go.
It's the That's Not Christian Podcast.
Come on.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy Switch. I'm here with your man Jimmy. I'm here with your boy Jay. And I'm here with your man Ant. And fellas, what's going on? We back from the weekend.
I'm glad that you had your mic on this time, because last week you was bugging, son. It's like
I was just bugging.
I was bugging. Nah. Was it? Didn't you forget to turn on your mic for the intro?
That was an episode before when we tried using the different program with the technical difficulties.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, you did the whole intro on mute?
Yeah.
Yeah, like really? It was crazy.
I did half the intro,
and then y'all were like, I don't hear
it. It was all quiet.
All right, well, let's just get into it.
So last week, let's see who has technical difficulties this week. Because last week it was Jay. He was out in DR, right? He was out there eating peasant salads, right?
Greek salad?
I don't even think I ate any salad at all. Anything green?
Nope. Oh no peasant salads. Okay.
Yeah, no peasant salads. Yeah, but this is the first time I've ever heard a Greek salad being called peasant salad. I've never heard that before in my life.
So we just going into the pod, huh?
Let's go to the pod. You brought it up. It goes because right, so I was in DR at the same time she was in DR. But anyway, give the backstory for the folks listening and watching.
All right, so Tahiri went on to social media. She went live, and she was upset. She was in tears. She was angry. She was on a Jussie Smollett. She was yelling. You know, she was upset about racism and whatnot because she went out to DR. You know, she said she works hard and everything else. And for those of you who don't know who Tahiri is, please do not Google her. You know what I mean? She's, you know, it's not important. Especially don't image search. You know what I'm saying? She was out there in DR, and on vacation or whatever, she took her family, and she said she went down to sit down at a restaurant. She had to download the app because, you know, COVID and everything else, so to look at the menu, and the first thing on the menu was a peasant salad, and she broke out in tears, started talking about racism. You know, that's just wild to me, you know. So social media went in on her, right?
As they should. As they should.
I agree.
You went and created a whole video crying, talking about how racist this establishment is because they had peasant salad on the menu.
Peasant salad.
Right. Wow. And,
well, I had never heard of peasant salad.
Yeah, some of us had to Google it. Like, what is peasant salad? What is actually a Greek peasant, another word for Greek peasant salad.
Right. Which is what? Just lettuce, right? Just lettuce and...
cucumbers. And
just a basic salad, right?
Salad. Yeah, it's a salad.
No extra stuff, you know what I mean? They don't got no shrimp, no lobster, just regular old salad. So matter of fact, I just had a regular salad like not too long ago.
But isn't a Greek salad like with olives and like cheese and like all that stuff? Or I'm bugging?
That's Caesar, no?
No.
Caesar, I would consider a peasant salad. Because that's just literally just greens, Caesar dressing, and croutons, right? So
and some cheese, slap a little bit of cheese on top.
I mean, yeah, you're right. There's cheese.
We're really talking about salads right now.
I know, right? I was just gonna say. Oh man.
So anyway, yeah. So that's what I was referring to. Jay being in DR, eating peasant salads. But yo, what else is good this weekend, man?
All-Star game.
All right.
I missed it.
I missed it too, man. I was helping my mother-in-law move. You know what I mean?
Oh, qué lindo.
I'm tired, bro. Like I'm so old and out of shape.
Moving sucks.
Yeah,
it's the worst, especially when you gotta help other people.
Yeah, bro. And then she's moving from a different town, so she's like an hour away. You know what I mean? So we had to drive there, and then we had to drive the truck back. We had to load it into a storage unit and do the whole Chang'e thing, the whole Tetris thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what was this yesterday?
Yesterday, bro. That's why I wasn't, you know, I haven't been active in the chat the last couple of days because it was all day yesterday. And then today I was just
recovering.
Hydrating. Yeah, recovery. I'm telling you, I feel so out of shape and old, bro, because I took a nap. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Just feeling mad tired.
She moved her whole house, right?
Yeah, the whole house, bro. It was a two-bedroom house. So we The good thing is though, is that, you know, she left like the appliances, so like the, you know, the TV, I mean the fridge and the stove that stayed, you know.
Okay.
No washer and dryers. My squad, man. You know, we run deep, bro. It's you know, me, my wife, and my son. That was it. And then she had somebody help her, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I didn't watch the All-Star game, man. You know what I mean?
So who won? Did LeBron win? That's all that really matters.
LeBron's team won?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won.
They did that from the logo, right?
OPJ. Huh?
From the logo, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they won not because of LeBron.
Of course not.
Come on.
Because of Curry and Lillard.
Yeah, this is the first time Curry played with LeBron, right?
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yeah, I mean it was all right. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that great.
Was it entertaining or no?
It was this.
Yeah. Really. And it was whack how they did like how they did the 3-point contest beforehand, the dunk contest at halftime.
Yeah, yeah. That was weird. Usually it's like Friday or Saturday. They, you know, 3-day thing.
Yo, contest, and this one was late too. They normally don't do it so late, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like 7 o'clock, right? 7:30
on a Sunday.
No, it's usually around that time.
Yeah. On a Sunday?
It's always on a Sunday.
For some reason, I thought it was earlier. Yo, shout out to DJ Lawson Found in the comments, man. I see y'all tapping in. Shout out to Kyle Manning, everybody in the comments.
What's up? The Berean. What's up? Yo, yeah, man. That joint was trash, man. The whole thing was trash. It was kind of exciting with LeBron. With Curry, with the 3-point contest.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty much it, man.
I caught the last few minutes, like maybe the last 10, 15 minutes. It just looked like everybody was just shooting threes and that was it.
That's all they do now. It's a show. I mean, it's been like that, though. They don't really play defense.
Well, last year it got kind of competitive. Remember?
They did in the fourth quarter. I thought they was going to do that this time, but they didn't. They was just like, whatever.
Cause they be playing for charities, so they're just like, "Yo, you know, let's."
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. I did hear that if LeBron went, it went to Marshall Thurgood. Yeah, Marshall Thurgood. Was it scholarship or something like that? Yo, Jay, they adding your boy in the comments, bro. What's up with that?
LeBron, the
say her name, LeBron James.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Beaver Cleaver.
Stop watching Marcy's Cheerleader Sports.
You know, that's a MAGA right there.
Wow.
with this fake YouTube account.
Beaver Cleaver.
Thank you for watching, though. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Appreciate that. Man. So, any memorable moments from the game?
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Just Lillard, and
the game winner, right? He hit that game winner from half court.
And Curry, and the shots that they were shooting from.
Wow! So the game was the 3-point difference.
Because the format, not a 3-point difference. But
difference. You had to win by three, right? It's like
almost
21 or something like that.
No. They had to win by the first team that hit 170, basically. Well, not really 170, but they had to score the 44 points. So
yeah, because they start new every quarter, right? First quarter is.
Yeah. Every quarter they start a new.
And then they get it. They win a donation for each quarter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. So you guys think that NBA needs to do something to change up the format or bring something back?
This is a new format. This is the new format since Kobe passed. That was the whole point because it's, I think, so the first three quarters, like you said, they kind of, whoever wins that quarter, the money goes to charity. The last quarter is you got to add 24 points for Kobe, like the 24 on top of the difference of the lead. So if the team is down by 20, then going into the next quarter, then you add 24 points to that, and that's what you have to score to win the game. So I think for them it was 44 because they already went into the fourth quarter down 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, man.
All right.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I didn't check in. I missed my opportunity for wings and pizza. But hey.
Maybe you just said that you're out of breath and you're feeling old and out of shape.
Bro, but wings and pizza is like delicious.
Protein. Yeah. So Jay, you just got back from DR, right?
I did, yes.
Got when back. Did you come back?
One of these days ago.
One of these days ago.
I got back this morning.
Wow, this morning.
Wow, this dude's committed. Straight to the pot.
How long is that flight? Like 3 hours?
3.5.
Yeah. How was it? Sunny?
It was crazy hot. It wasn't as humid as it normally is. I've never been in DR in March, so I wouldn't know. Unless from, you know, living there when I was a kid. But it was hot. The first couple of days that we got there were kind of chilly. And by chilly, I mean like, you know, the sun is not blazing and you're like sweating the second you step outside.
Right.
But Sunday was really, really hot. Like that was the day that you step outside and you start sweating the second, you know, you walk a few steps. DR has changed a lot from the last time I was there. So they have Ubers. They got Ubers now, like newer cars. Because as a kid, I remember they had, you know, taxis. They didn't even have windshields on them. The cars are all beat up. They're all old, like old Honda Civics and old Accords. And now it's like
you're on the D1. I see.
Yeah. Now it's like, yo, all these like newer cars, and obviously Uber. So it's definitely has changed a lot.
I know it wasn't a vacation, but did you you were out there for some personal stuff, but did you get a chance to go out and do some things, or was it mainly just business?
Yeah, we went, I think it was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday and Saturday when we were there Sunday. So just a weekend. We went to like another city where when I was a kid, that was the tourist spot where you go to.
Right.
So everybody, even anybody who lived in the United States, that's where you would go because all the resorts are there, all inclusive. So the city is called Puerto Plata, the resort I stayed at was Playa Bachata. But that resort, it needs some updates because it's really old. You know, but food was great, service was great. I didn't have to deal with any of this the salad situation or anything like that. So
you had some mango?
Of course.
Every breakfast?
Probably 75% of the trip I had mango for breakfast.
That's dope.
But yeah, it was cool. Good trip.
That's cool. Well, glad you're back, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah. No Dominican connection. So my apologies to the viewers from last week.
Viewers and listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, yo, where did Jay go? No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm on my phone and I see that it's unmuted and you guys weren't hearing me. So I was like, whatever.
Peace. I'm going to go have some more mango.
That's funny. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool.
So now we're back to cold weather.
We're back. Is it cold out
there? I mean, today it was decent. It was like 30s.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the switch was snowboarding.
I saw that, bro.
I've never seen a Puerto Rican snowboard.
Skiing.
Oh, excuse me, skiing.
But you know what? We didn't. We ended up not being able to ski because with COVID and everything, it's by appointment or like there's a certain capacity. So by the time we got there, they were like, "Oh, you can't ski today." So I was like, "Wow, okay, can't ski today." So we went back home.
Wow. No snowball fights or nothing.
Well, you know, I hung out for a little bit, but what happened was originally I got the tickets for the week before, but it was raining that day. And it's kind of dangerous to sneak ski in the rain. So And my daughter has been asking me, like, I want to go snowboarding. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna set it up. So, you know, you got to get pre-order your lift tickets. Everything has to be for that day. So I called in advance and I asked them. I said, hey, listen, it's going to rain Saturday. Can I, you know, change it to a later date or the following weekend? Lady was like, yeah, sure. No problem. We'll honor your ticket when you come in. So once I got there, they were like, nah, like it's sold out, it's packed already, you can't ski today. So I was like, oh shoot. So went back home. It is what it is. No biggie.
That's it? You just went back home?
Huh?
You didn't try to fight it while you were already there? Or your gear set up, your glasses?
Fight it? Nah.
Your goggles? They'd be like, yo, I'm
American. Those are their rules. Like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, but you said you called them and this is the information that they told you.
No, I did explain that to her. I said, well, this was the information that was given to me. And she said, well, no, this is what you have to do. You have to email this lady. Lady's going to schedule another date for you. It looks like on the weekdays, you're able to
ski whenever.
Ski without, you know, without any limit, because it's probably not as packed. But on the weekends, it's right. A different story. So, you know,
I don't like going anywhere on the weekends anyway. Like if with my family, like if we ever like let's say we went to Disneyland or Magic Mountain or something like that, I prefer going during the week. Like Monday through Wednesday, if it's open, mm-hmm. Let's go. You know what I mean? The lines are like, you know what I'm saying?
A lot
shorter. Yeah, shout out to the crew.
Josh.
That's what's up. Shout out to Josh. Thank you. Make sure you hit the thumbs up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I just don't like crowds. I never did. I'm waiting for everything to be open so I could go back to being a recluse. Oh, you know, because they tell you you can't go outside, you can't do anything. So I'm naturally
you inside. I'm gonna do the
opposite. Yeah, I'm gonna do exactly opposite of what you told me to do. You know,
you're just gonna keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yo, I got a question because I was talking to Ant like last week. Well, yeah. Ann had mentioned when he had got baptized.
Okay.
So, Ann, what's that story, man, when you got baptized, man?
I didn't hear this story. And
you did? Yeah. Well, was it in the chat? I don't even know how that even came.
Was it our chat?
Yeah.
It was our chat.
No, I mean, I was in DR, you know, moving around, so probably missed it.
Yeah, too much mango.
According to Ann,
before you was...
He got dunked twice. The Lord ain't get rid of his sins once.
That was a joke. Yeah, I went up. You know, I.
They found him at Magic City, like Crew's talking about.
Yeah, Crew. Yeah. Christian. But now, you know, I went up. I signed up. Said I'm gonna do it. Went in there. You know, they told me the whole protocol. They got the pool.
I'll do right? it.
Yeah, right. You know, like, it's my time. Let's go. Yeah, you know, you got to do the classes and all that. But yo.
I didn't even place, do a class, bro.
Yo, this place was crazy, right?
Wow, this dude Jimmy's not saved.
It's a huge church. It's so dude that ran the church. He was he was under Eddie Long mentorship, right? The pastor, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he was part of that umbrella.
You go to,
huh?
That's the type of churches you go to.
Well, he wasn't Eddie Long type. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't. He wasn't that type of dude.
He didn't try to sponsor you?
No, he didn't try to sponsor me. Story, please.
Dude, he's in good like that. Expect, man.
So anyway, they got this big, big pool, right? But it's right. High. It's like on the second floor, but it's above the stage. So you got to go back there, whatever. Yeah. So they tell me, you ready? I come out. And, you know, you get ready. And they call your name. And now when you step out, you facing the crowd, right?
Right.
So dude was like, yo, you ready? Dude dunked me. But it wasn't like no fast dunk. I'm like, yo, like, it's
wait,
like he.
Wait,
like,
wait, hold on.
They got video of this? They got video of this?
Nah, I wish.
Oh my God.
So you say he dunked you. Now, normally, like, they lay you in, right? Like, you fall back and they lay you in, right?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by dunk? Like what happened? Like explain that to me. Like what do you mean?
I mean, they lay you in, right? They lay you in, yeah. But you kind of like in their arms. So
yeah,
when you go back, like it was slow. Like he put me down, right. But he has his hand on my chest.
So he's holding you down.
Yeah, he got his hand on one arm on my chest, one on my back. So right. He's holding me. So I'm like, I should be done by now. You know what I'm saying? So I come up.
Right.
And like, dog, I've been down here. As soon as I come up,
48 seconds.
Yo, as soon as I come up, he go back down.
So you getting waterboarded. You come up right back. Yeah. You go back in.
And then I go back in. I'm like, yo.
He was like, nah, hold on.
Right,
we gotta go for the past sins and the future.
Yeah, he saw the beard and he's like, yeah, this is a lot of walk bar. He need extra Jesus.
I didn't even have a beard then. Yo, it was crazy. When I'm done and I come out, and my man I was with, he was dying because I was the only person they did that to.
Right.
He was like,
he saw something on you, bro.
That's funny.
He was like, yo,
do y'all feel like the baptism process is like a long process? Like, I've seen some Christians online that they bring the tub out, they baptize you the same day. But like a lot of churches, it seems like you gotta do all these classes, right? It's like, yo, you want to get baptized, you gotta take these classes. Yeah. You wait in like a month. And you already, like, I don't know y'all, but I already had the spirit in me, so I was already on like Jesus time, like, you know what I mean? Super excited, in love with the Lord.
Yeah.
Come home after school and love praying and worship. You know what I mean? So by the time like baptism came, it wasn't even as special as I thought it would be, because it's like, yo, I already kind of been baptized with the Spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ellen never said that wasn't a pastor. That was a hitman. Yeah. Josh said, get the Catholic holy cup. Yeah, they did me dirty, man.
That's funny.
It took you a long time too, like that. Like, it took a couple classes, right? Like a month, 2 months.
Nah, it was only like one class or something before that. It wasn't like that.
But they usually do like the baptism service like once a month or once every 2
months.
I remember that whole service was dedicated just to baptism.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, I had to bounce from that church. They tried to kill me, yo. They took my tithes too, yo.
Like, they took your tithes?
They took like a whole year of tithes, yo. Never reported it.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I'm shady dudes, yo.
So thinking about your question, Switch, I guess some churches decide to, I guess, make it extra special, so they do like this extra stuff. And I get it, like it's an important part of, I guess, your walk with Christianity.
Right, definitely.
But you know, it is what it is. I haven't seen any other. There was a church. They rented a hotel here in the city, and they just tell everybody, if you want to get baptized, get online and come through. And it was just dunking one by one by one after the other one. And wow. One. So, yeah, just.
Yeah, I've seen some ministries that they bring the little tub out.
Yeah.
And they baptizing dudes in the street right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you think about
cats in Florida, like, I seen, what's his name? Level, who was like part of UFC.
I seen Level do that.
I know Kingdom Time does stuff like that, Kingdom Time Music. Where, yo, they just from what I remember, they just baptizing people on a reg.
But those dudes also believe like that you save once you say the sinner's prayer, right?
I don't know.
That's cool.
Hog Mob, yeah, that's true, Josh. Hog Mob be doing it too.
Yeah, I think you see that a lot more with a lot of the charismatic people.
They got tubs on wheels.
You know, where it's like, it's kind of like you just, you know, you say this in this prayer, you say, okay, now you're baptized, now you're saved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas I think some churches, they want to make sure that you're saved first, you know, and that you understand what you're doing. For me, I went to a charismatic church and I didn't do any classes. I went to a charismatic church to get baptized. Not that I attended that church. I just went there to get baptized. I had been a believer for at least a year. And I was like, yo, I got to get baptized. Like, it was just one of those things where I feel like there's like maybe two or three times that happened in my life. It was like the first time was when me and my wife got married, right, it was kind of like, yo, we need to get married, you know what I'm saying? And we went and we got married. And then the second time was like when I got baptized. We both were just kind of like woke up and was like, yo, we need to get baptized. And so there's a big church over here, church on the way. It's Jack Hayford's church. He's passed now, but his son-in-law is running it or something. But back then, I just woke up. I had to get baptized, and I called them. They're like, yeah, we having baptisms today, right? They had baptisms once a month. And it just so happened that day that I woke up that I needed to get baptized, I felt I needed to get baptized, was the day that they were having baptisms. And so I go, and the guy there, the associate pastor, whatever, he asked me, like, you know, he asked me if I'm saved. What does it mean to be saved? Do I understand, you know, what baptism means? You know, and he's like running through it with me, right? And as I'm like putting on the robe, right, because they give you like this little white robe, as I'm putting on the robe, he's like kind of like just like feeding me the answers, right? So I go in, and then he starts telling me about the gifts of the Spirit, but an extra emphasis on the evidence of tongues, right? So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, you know what I mean? And he's like, he's very shy, but he's like insisting, like, you know, when you come out the water, you know, make sure that you open up your mouth, and then that pause, and that, you know, you just start speaking, you know. And I was like, well, what do I say? What do you mean? Like, you know. He's like, you just open your mouth and just start talking. You know, it doesn't matter what you say or if it makes sense, you know. I was like, all right, whatever, you know what I mean? I get baptized and I don't come out saying anything, you know. But that joint kind of like messed with me for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why didn't I come out speaking in tongues? Like, this dude said I needed evidence of speaking in tongues, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I ended up doing, you know, research and reading and whatnot.
So were you speaking in tongues?
Nah, I didn't speak in tongues. You know, yeah, I did the, you know, the DOS effects. You know what I'm saying? The bump, skibbity bump. You know what I mean? But, you know, it wasn't speaking in tongues. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I feel like most people in charismatic churches don't really speak in tongues anyway. But that was because they emphasize that so much, and there's so much pressure to do that. You know what I'm saying? But that was kind of my experience. You know.
Yeah, I think So Kyle says on YouTube, classes should be taught for baptism, and then Shaft says, you got to know what it means to repent and be saved and understand what baptism
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it should be a one-day class, or it should be like a few weeks or a few days.
No, I personally feel like, well, I mean, I guess I got to look at what the early church did, but I kind of feel like you have to show that you have come to a true repentance and knowledge of what salvation is. You know what I mean? Like, you have to walk with somebody like, okay, you're born again, you know, you're regenerated, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just having someone just say the sinner's prayer and get in a little pool, like, and then leaving, going on to the next city, the next town or whatever, like, I think that's a disservice, man. Like, you setting people up for something crazy, man. You know what I mean? Because, like, here you are believing in the Lord, reading your scripture, whatever. You feel like you saved, and you start dealing with, like, how do I function in the world? You know, I have all these questions. Who do I go to and ask? You know,
right.
I'm struggling with this or that, you know. There's just so much, you know. I personally feel like you should be doing life with people, you know,
yeah.
And be held accountable. But that's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah. DJ Lost and Found on YouTube says the teaching of mandatory tongues is dangerous. Theology made me think something was wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, LNF. That's how I felt. Like, I struggled with that for a long time. Like, yo, like, am I really saved? Do I really have, you know, the Holy Spirit in me? You know what I mean? Like,
what's wild with my experience is everybody kind of like pushed you. Yeah, you need to get the you know, to talk in tongues. But nobody pushed you to get somebody to interpret those tongues.
Right. You know? That part.
Yeah.
That part. Mm. Like, it's right there. It's right there in that same verse. You know what I mean?
Word. Yeah. Word. I know when I had that transformation where I was like filled, you know, when you're filled with the Spirit, like you know, like, yo, this is different. and you have that excitement. Like, I wasn't speaking in no tongues. It wasn't until I started attending churches that were practicing that, that I kind of try to mimic that stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because there was so much emphasis in that. But mm-hmm. when I first yeah. got the spirit, you know what I mean? I woke up, I was just filled with joy, peace, love, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just that excitement, you know what I mean?
So right, it right.
It's crazy. Like what Josh says, he said, I remember I got saved and baptized. Years later, I was told I need to now pray for the baptism of the
it's
Holy
like the next level. Next level, though.
Bro, that's what happened with me.
Next when level. I was
the folks that brought me to that church, right? It was the same thing. And now, mind you, Switch, I had that same feeling, right? I felt like I had that peace, that love. Like, I felt it, right? But according to them, they were telling me something different. They were like, yo, you're not really saved yet. You don't have the spirit in you.
Wow.
That's what they told me. They was like, you know how I know? They said that they know they have the spirit in them because they can't sin. Like, it's impossible for them to sin.
Wow.
So this is what they were telling me. So
they was God.
This is what they ain't say that, right? But this is saying, right? They're like, yo, they can't sin. It was like, yo, you're not there yet, basically. You'll know when you have the spirit in you, right? Now, mind you, when they telling me this, now, bro, I'm trying to get to that level. I'm going in. I'm in my Bible and I'm reading books. I'm like switching back and forth. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the car, I'm listening to sermons. Like, I'm like, yo, I gotta get to that level.
I gotta get to that level, wow. Right?
So and I'm like working towards that. I'm talking about fasting. I'm doing all kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. And meanwhile, they're like, yo, you ain't there yet. You can't, like, we can't sin. And I was like, man, after a while, I'm looking like, y'all some fool.
You didn't reach the highest level in Dragon Ball Z.
I didn't reach that level, y'all.
Yeah, that's discouraging because you're like,
it was
thinking like, yo, I don't got the spirit, but I feel like I, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's a difference. I have this joy, I have this excitement. Can no one tell me that I don't got the spirit? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
my whole lifestyle is different.
Yeah. So when did it switch for you? Yeah, clicked.
So it was when. Like I told you, right? So I had that feeling like Switch said, right? Like, I was walking around feeling like, yo, I could die today and I know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had that feeling and I was, I had that zeal too, where I was like on some, like, I wouldn't listen to no hip hop. I wouldn't listen to none. I was telling people like, yo, I don't want to hear none of that around me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no more Mobb Deep.
Right, no more, none of that, right?
Hey.
So, but I started really watching them, and I was watching what they were doing. And one time, the same dude that was telling me that, I had called him out on something. And I was like, yo, should you be doing that? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going by what you said. I just happened to be reading this scripture right here. Should you be doing that?
Mm.
So dude got tight.
Yeah, mad.
He got mad and he, uh-oh. You know what I'm saying?
That was coming out of Ant.
So he got mad and then.
He called you the accuser of the brethren?
But he was honest. He was like, nah, I shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? But he was upset that I called him out on it.
Sure.
And wow. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, well, all right, man. You obviously could sin, you know what I'm saying? So, from that point, it was like, I can't be really relying on folks like that. But it was stuff like that. And now, mind you, you know what I'm saying? This is like for a couple of years. So I personally never really had like that real mentor or someone to guide me through a lot of this stuff. Hmm. Because I've always had this, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Then I went to another church where the pastor was doing some foul stuff. So which caused me to like kind of back up. I'm like, yo, the first church, these folks try to kill me in the baptism pool. they took my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
right.
I didn't know, right? So what I was doing, I was paying my tithes in cash.
Okay.
Right? And I was putting it in an envelope, and I didn't realize that afterwards, yo, the only thing they counted for was what I paid in the check.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was traceable.
Was traceable, right.
Right.
So someone was pocketing that cash.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then, like, yeah, that church did that. I go to this other church, that pastor's flipping out on a friend of mine on the low, right? But going on stage and doing this thing. And meanwhile, like, I know how he's really reacting behind scenes.
Right, right.
So I was like, yo, I need to pull back for a minute. Like, because I don't know, you know, where to go with this. So I just really kind of maintained to myself and just was reading and stuff on my own, because I was here in Atlanta. I didn't have anybody, you know what I'm saying, that I could really talk to or kind of guide me and everything. So it was just like on my own merit, just reading and doing what I did on my own. Yeah.
Wow.
So, right. You know, that's kind of like the same situation for me, man. Like, for real. Like, I went to a church. The pastor, he ended up leaving the denomination because he got into he allegedly got into an extramarital affair. Allegedly. Right. So he divorced his wife, and then 2 weeks later he was married.
Wow.
So normally the denomination would tell you to step down, right? For a minute, you know, and kind of restore your relationship. But in this case, he just went, left the denomination and opened up his own church, you know. And then he moved really far away. So I was like, I was still going to the church, but I kind of felt funny about that. And I live far away from the church. I didn't live close. And so my wife and I, actually, before we even started going to church like that, we were doing studies, mainly topical studies, because we were new to the faith. So it was like, what does the Bible say about drinking? What does it say about smoking weed? What does it say about premarital sex? All that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so we started doing like topical studies and stuff like that and watching people on TV. This is way before podcasts and whatnot. But similar situation, man. And after that, we just started hopping from church to church. And it was kind of like, you know, we'd stay at one church for like a year or two. Something would happen and then we'd bounce. You know, we stay for a church a year or two, something would happen, then we'd bounce, you know. And then it just came to the point where, like, yo, let's just, you know what I mean? Like, let's just do us. You know what I mean? We listen to the people that, you know, maybe at it, they might be out of state, but we know that they're solid in the faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just started doing that. And now occasionally I go to Johnny Mac's church because it's mad close, you know. But for me, like, the, I know for me, I feel like he's solid, you know, but the church is just, it's so big, man. I don't like large churches, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm able to connect with people and kind of do like, kind of like how we do, you know what I'm saying? Like, every day, you know, we talk in, we share scriptures, we share our struggles, you know, pray for me for this or that, I'm dealing with this and that and the third, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to see that. I'm glad that I have it with you fellas, you know what I'm saying? But I would love to see that, like, someone locally, you know?
Yeah, and that's how I felt, right? Because the first two churches I went to were huge churches. They were pretty big. Mm-hmm. And it took a while before I found one a couple of minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And when I got in there and I listened to the pastor preach, and I was like, yo, this, you know, I like this place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a small church. They're growing, but they know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to connect, like you said. So that's what I like. And you know what I'm saying? And even what you just said, like, you know, being able to have someone contact you and talk or whatever the case when you need it, right?
Yeah.
The other day when I had that, you know, and I made that post about my dog,
mm-hmm.
my pastor saw it. He commented on it and he texted me like immediately after.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, you know, dope. That's
fine. So, yeah. So he hit me, and then the other pastor, you know, he came over.
You know, every church I went to, I've never had the pastor's number. I don't think I've ever talked to a pastor on the phone. every church that I've been to, like, I don't think I've ever talked to, I've had conversations with pastors before, you know what I'm saying? But like, mm-hmm.
You don't go to that weekend, that weekly meetup. Yo, let's link, Pastor. Fill you in what's going on in my life.
I wish. Pastor ain't never did none of that, man. That's crazy. I never had a pastor. That's crazy. But go on. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Nah, and I'm saying I like that though, because like even one of the pastors came over last night, like even him and his wife, they brought flowers for my wife, you know, for the dog and the car. Dope. And we had dinner with them, you know, they came, they chilled with the kids and stuff like that. So I like that. I like having that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's super fire. I'm blessed by that story right there, for real. Right.
Well, with that being said, we want to thank everyone. I'm just kidding.
Shut it down. Hold on. Pause a minute. Nah, man. But speaking about pause, did you guys hear about the super straight movement?
Oh yes.
Yo, that joint, like, I'm curious, like, is that like
for real?
Yeah, is it for real or is it just a troll? Because I mean, I it's hilarious.
I mean, so it started on like TikTok, right? And then it became like, it's becoming like a whole movement.
It's
like
it's gone viral.
They made a logo with their flag.
They made a logo?
Yeah. Actually, my homeboy Lus, he's actually like kind of responsible for making the logo. Shout out!
No way!
Yeah, because I guess they were talking, and he was like,
"Yo, get in trouble now."
He was like, "Yo, this is interesting," and they started talking. He's like, "Yo, I make designs," you know what I mean? And they're like, "Yeah, oh, we need a design for this or whatever." And
then I'm a little upset with Lus because that black and gold is the libertarian colors.
Oh, it is?
So when I saw it, I was like, yo, why they take the libertarian flag? You know, first the Republicans take the don't tread on me flag, and now these dudes is taking the libertarian colors. Like, what's going on? So,
I don't know if you got, can you pull it up, the clip with a gentleman on TikTok?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Well, go Jimmy ahead, does go that. Ahead.
DJ Lawson Fallon is asking, what's the super straight movement?
You super straight.
We all super straight.
that basically it means like, you know, you like girls with no extra parts.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, I think their whole
go ahead.
I think their whole thing is that because transgender are saying that we identify as a female, right? Let's say if they were a male, but they transition to a female, they're saying, well, we're still a woman. That's their whole argument. We're still a woman, even though we were once a man or whatever, or vice versa. We're a man, even though we were once a girl. Super straight is saying we like our people who were born women, period. You know what I mean? Or born male, period. You know what I'm saying? By their chromosomes. It's a little interesting.
All right, y'all ready?
So, yo guys, I made a new sexuality now. Actually, it's called super straight. Okay, since straight people or straight men as myself, I get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman. You know, they're like, would you date a trans woman? I'm like, no, why? That's a female. No, like, that's not a real woman to me. Like, I want real woman. No, you're just transphobic. So now I'm super straight. I only date the opposite gender women that are born women. So you can't say I'm transphobic now because that's just my sexuality, you know. I get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman. You know, they're like, would you date a trans?
Nah, you're not super straight.
All right.
You're a super jerk. Trans are women. If the only reason you're not dating a trans woman is because she's trans, then you are transphobic.
Would you ever date a trans woman? Of course not. I'm super straight, which means I only date women who are biologically born women. Well, we may not be biological women, but we're still real women. Not to me. And since you guys want to lump yourselves in with real women, I think it's only fair for me to create a sexuality centered around my specific interest in biological females. What? You can't just make a sexuality centered around a specific preference out of nowhere? Yes, I can. Well, that still makes you transphobic for not acknowledging trans women. Okay. No, you're a monster. A monster!
13 hours.
Yeah, so they're kind of building momentum on TikTok and, you know, YouTube and everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what the super straight movement is, man. And it's pretty interesting. You hear the comments, people are saying, well, you know, oh, really, they're just transphobic. They're saying, well, they call themselves superphobic. So basically, right, if you don't like someone who doesn't like trans, you're superphobic. So they're trying to play like,
yeah, that's crazy, because phobia literally means a fear, right? Being scared. So I don't understand. Like, just because you don't like, you're not attracted to a dude who looks like is dressed like a chick doesn't necessarily mean you're afraid of him. You're just not attracted to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't.
So you know, they're saying that you have to be. The people on the other side.
They're saying,
what? Yeah, they're saying you have to like women with extra parts.
What they're saying, if you some of them, not all of them, right? Because every the world has their own codes, and everybody has different codes. Sure. So some of them will say, well, because you don't like transgenders, or you don't consider them a female or a male, then you're transphobic because of that.
Yeah. What the chromosomes say, though.
So that's why they created the super straight. But is the super straight transphobic as well? Like, because aren't you just straight? Like, just.
Yeah, I think the reason why they say super straight is because they're saying that if you're straight, you should like trans people, right? Like, so they're changing the whole definition of straight, right? Mm-hmm. They're changing the whole definition of straight. So straight doesn't mean straight anymore, you know, because they're saying like you could be straight, like your man. Who was it? Was it Malik Yoba or somebody who said that he liked women, but trans, but he was still straight. And a couple other people said, like, after three times, you know what I mean? You could try it out for three times. And after three times.
Who? Oh, yeah. There's been.
Tank, you know, so people are changing the definition of straight. So you got to come up with something like, nah, dog, I'm super straight. You know what I mean? Like, them dudes over there, like, them dudes are straight. You know, they still mess around with, you know what I mean?
But
they
might. I'm super straight.
They're straight-ish. They
yeah.
Wow. They 6:30.
Wow. Right. So this is where we at now. That we have to redefine what straight is, and we have to be super straight.
You got to have straight parades.
Right, they're doing a month, right? They're doing September is straight.
Oh
month.
Yeah, they say super straight September month. And they had the logo. What's interesting is, I was thinking about this: is there a law where transgender has to let you know that they were once transgender, or is that not even something that? Because let's say someone meets someone who's trans and they think, you know, that they're a female somehow. And then the person doesn't disclose that, you know what I mean? Wouldn't that be, you're like kind of deceiving the person in a sense, no?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any law that I'm aware of, but I'm not an attorney. So I don't know. No. But I had Kyle was saying trans don't usually date other trans. I was thinking about this. I was like, do they date, you know, within each other, and they will reject dating each other. So,
yeah, right. Like, why won't a trans woman date a trans man?
So they transphobic,
right?
They transphobic. See,
now they straight. They superphobic. Now.
I'm running with that, LNF. I'm running with that. I like that motto. Like,
catch it. Make it happen.
Make America super straight.
I like that. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting interesting. It is. And I probably wouldn't. I mean, I would say, yeah, I'm super straight, but I probably won't be throwing that term around because
that's definitely a troll.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. Like, it's just being trollish in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they got a petition, too, at change.org.
For
yeah,
what? They got 1,500 signatures, right?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, to recognize super straight as part of the LGBT.
Oh yeah, they want to be associated with it.
Yeah, LGBTQ element.
They want to be SSLGBTQ or something like that.
Super straight.
That's crazy. Josh on YouTube says it's called false advertising. If that woman can get crazy money for getting burned with hot coffee, that was advertised as hot. Then dot dot dot. So you're referring to the McDonald's lady that got burned.
She got money.
She got. She got a bunch of
look at the gorilla glue girl. Isn't she
trying to sue them? Right.
Right. Right. Right.
She's trying to sue Gorilla Glue for what she did.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lester was telling me that trans women, they still have a menstrual cycle even if they go through the change and everything.
Yeah. There's a whole campaign. There's a whole campaign of men bleed too, or some men menstruate too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember that. How they? Yo,
past life said, "Nah, you either catch her or you ain't. Ain't no gray area."
Nah, yo.
Josh says, "I'm super sane straight."
He's still with the Dragon Ball Z references.
That's funny, man.
I ain't messing with them.
Yeah, so check out this new movement. Let us know your thoughts. I'm definitely not gonna be out there.
Who's changing their profile though? Who's changing their profile to
the flag to Les's logo? Flag,
yeah, to the flag, super straight, pronouns him.
Oh, that's where we gonna start turning.
He and him. He and him.
Which is what is already, you know, since the beginning of time.
Yeah, that's wild that you have to take it to this extreme, man. Like
to identify as yourself.
Yeah, like right. Like I don't understand why people in that community, in the LGBT community, want to force like straight males or super straight males, you know, to like trans dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like why would you force that on somebody and then get mad when people want to identify? Like, nah, dog, like I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. I don't like dudes. I don't care if dude looks like a lady, you know what I'm saying?
Dude looks like a lady.
I like females, you know. I don't want no Y chromosomes up in the ladies I mess with, you know what I mean?
The ladies or lady?
No. Right. I mean, I'm married. I'm you know, I just mean
in general. Nah, you said ladies, so I just want to make sure. Cuz they'll take you as a soundbite and be like, "Yeah, that's true." Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, then they tell you, like, you know, you might hear a pastor saying, you know, you're not attracted to your woman no more.
Oh no,
she ain't taking care of herself.
My wife is good. My wife is good, but I feel you.
Like Pastor Stuart Allen Scott.
Let's go. So what did your pastor say, man? What did your pastor say?
That ain't my pastor. You got a clip of him. I think we got
give me a second. I'll get that for you in just one second. Yo, man. So what did this pastor say, man?
What's up with these pastors?
He was basically saying, like, well, what was funny was he's telling women that they need to take care of themselves on how they dress, how they look, and how a man could lose interest because we're visual, you know what I mean? And
right.
It's easy for men to lose interest. But I'm looking at the dude and
he got the
beer gut.
he said everyone can't be Melania. Some of them the trophy. Oh,
let's listen to what he said. Let's see. Let me know if y'all hear this.
Some of what he said.
Nah, we don't hear it.
After they get married, let themselves go. Why is it? Why do they do that? Here's how way too many women are. I got him now. The chase is over. Hey, that's where you're wrong. The chase ain't never over. The chase ain't never over. And by God, if he don't love me the way I look now, he ought to look at his own spare tire in the mirror. Now look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time. Like Melania Trump.
That's epic.
I'm not saying that at all.
That's your metric.
Most women can't be trophy wise, but you know, like her, maybe a participation trophy. I don't know. Wow. But all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. So it never looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either.
Wow.
Hey, here's something you need to know.
I thought you said something else. No.
Men have a need for their women to look like women.
He actually looks like a butch.
Oh.
Hey, sweatpants don't cut it all the time, huh?
He got it.
He got dickies on, and the pajamas to Walmart, that ain't going to work.
Wow.
Ain't nothing attractive about that.
He preaching to his wife.
And when right. men want their wives to look good at home and in public. Can I get an amen?
He ain't get no amen.
Nah, they were amen at. Yeah, man. So he was saying that. I'll say this. Bible says, Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty fails, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised.
Is that the verse of the day?
Nah, it ain't, but you know what I mean? I thought I'd throw that out.
You know what? I think he was pushing for Melania is not epic trophy wife, but whatever. I think he's pushing that to his congregation, and specifically to his household, because he already has the Trump look down. Your man is shaped like Donald Trump. He looked like a pear.
Hey, and I'm not in shape, but yeah, looking at homeboy, I'm like, and my thing is, where's the other side? Like, is it just a one-sided thing? Like, I would agree, we should take care of ourselves, right? We should maintain.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Not let ourselves loose where we're looking bummy or we're looking whatever, you know what I'm saying? But there's men that do that as well. It's not just the females, you know what I'm saying? Clearly, there's males that lose themselves, you know what I mean? I gained most weight after I got married, you know what I mean? I was Slim Jim.
I'm gonna make sure I'm straight and I'm taking care of myself, physically, before I try to get anybody else in my household to get fit and in shape, you know what I'm saying? Before I start casting stones.
Right.
Your man over here looking like a big donut.
That's Homer Simpson.
Kyle, he needs you to, you know what I mean? Show him some fashion, Kyle.
Oh yeah, Kyle, you gotta hit him up and
you gotta do a
right fit under 100.
Josh says, was this his Women's History Month message?
Wow.
Oh,
yikes.
Man, that dude slept on the couch that night.
Yeah. And then he kind of also was making it seem like that's one of the reasons why men are out here, committing adultery kind of thing. And I'm like,
Nah. Listen,
he ain't got to worry about that.
The jokes, the slander.
You ain't got everybody come in. No adultery.
All right. He can't even get an amen in church.
Right.
Pastor.
All the women look at their husbands. You better not amen.
I want to see what the women talk about at the next meeting.
At the women's service.
Yep, at the women's service when they meet this month for what is it, International Women's Month or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I want to hear what they got to say. Like, wives, make sure that your husband is out there slaying dragons in the front line of war.
Make sure he fixes the car, right?
make sure he's strong enough to push two pillars, like Samson. none of these fat, greasy slime balls.
He's talking about pajamas, like you can't wear pajamas to the crib or nothing.
Like you in your crib, dog. Wear what you want, man. Get out of here, bro. That's not biblical, man.
Yeah. That's not Christian.
Yeah, he was holding the Bible in his hand, like he was about to point out scripture too. You see him,
right?
And they're like,
"Thou shalt look hot for thy husband."
Yeah. Pass the pork chop, need to chill, man.
Pass the pork chop. Pass the chuleta.
Yeah. Look.
Josh says that man's own love shall carry him away. His wife wearing sweats to Target, ain't it?
Crazy.
A pastor need to listen to more Drake.
Oh, okay, really?
That's how we said
it. He right there with it.
We had a couple comments in the beginning, like, "Yo, Drake ain't CHH." And Y'all heard the new track? Well, Drake dropped his EP, three track EP.
Scary Hours.
Scary Hours, more like Happy Hours. he had three tracks on there. One of the tracks was being talked about in the CHH community, where he talks about he got sins on his mind. He needs to repent of his sins. And I don't remember the last line or something like he needs Jesus in his life, I believe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man.
What you think of the track?
The track I think is dope. Like sonically is dope.
Right there.
Right here.
Nah, it's the chorus. It's the chorus.
It's the chorus part.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, so sins. I got sins on my mind. And some
you gonna sing it too? You gonna sing it too? Sing it, bro.
He's trying to.
My mind and some friends. I keep friends on my mind.
He need auto tune.
Okay, so he's in love. He's in love with two girls at one time. Okay,
right.
And they what? And they trans.
And they tens.
Oh, they tens.
And they tens, bro. Come on.
God, I can't read.
And they trans glasses.
That's why I got them on. I got 10 on my mind. I got M's on my mind. And my friends, yeah, I got friends on my mind. Should repent. I need some Jesus
in my life. Amen.
So somebody in the comments said it was, let me see if I can find it, actually.
What he said? I think it was Shaft, right?
Yeah,
it might happen.
Shaft said something.
So everybody's happy and they think that this dude is going to become a Christian and
he's a new Kanye.
CHH. Mm. Now, I heard somebody say that he was going to church when he was working on Degrassi. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
I didn't hear that.
I don't know.
Isn't he like full on Jewish? Like bar mitzvahs and all that?
So he's like messianic then, huh?
He's going to keep the law and wear them tassels.
Yeah.
Fringes.
He on his Larry David.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I'll take this. I was actually what stood out to me. That part did definitely stood out to me. And it wasn't because I'm going to say like, yo, Drake is CHH. Drake is a gospel rapper now. Or Drake is saved. Or anything like that. But I think what stood out was just the fact that this is one of the most streamed artists, right?
Right.
That, you know, that's in the music game, right? Any genre. And he's saying this, you know what I mean? So it could be a couple of different reasons. It could be just to play on words, to sound fly, right, and just let me just talk about Jesus and just, you know, play on words, or a shot to Kanye. Because he had mentioned a line about Kanye, too. Like, I should link with Kanye. And if I confess my sins, he wouldn't believe it, or something like that.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I probably should go link with Yeezy. I need some Jesus. But as soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us.
Yeah. So he had mentioned that line. And it just kind of stood out because it just reminds us that, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that Drake is CHH. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying he's a Christian. But just the witness that it is to the world when you know, how many people are listening to that and hear those lines right there and could have the smallest epiphany just off of that. You know what I'm saying? How many of us, we came to God just off of a track, or somebody gave us a track, or something that was given to us, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you saw the television and they were talking about the Bible, and it can happen in that kind of sense. And we don't know if Drake is being ministered to. I hear a lot of times behind the scenes of artists that, you know, their brother-in-law's a minister, or their family. Like, we're in America, right? There's a church on every block, every hood, every suburb. You know what I'm saying? There's Christians all around us. You know what I mean? Maybe their theology ain't the same. Maybe their beliefs ain't the same. But like Paul says, despite how they preach in the word, where there's an envy or jealousy or in strife, the word of God is still being preached and being spoken.
Bars.
Bars. you know, that's just how I feel about the situation. Once again, I'm not condoning his music. I'm not saying we should buy his music or we should support him. Should definitely pray and hope that what's most important is his soul. Not that he comes over and becomes the biggest CHH artist. We can care less about that. Like,
right.
We want you to know Christ before anything. So that's just what I took away from it. I'm not going to say, like, you know what I mean? I know people saying, oh, you're getting too hype. I'm not getting hype. I just feel like, yo, that's the biggest artist talking about, I need to repent. That could be a witness to him on you know what I mean? When he stands
before right.
the Lord, like, yo, you said you need to repent. You said you need me. You know what I mean? So
you saw that that tweet on I showed you earlier.
Oh, was it Track Stars retweeted it?
Yeah, where he said, what if Drake's I should repent? Was God saying they ain't listening to me, so let me speak through their idol.
Wow.
What y'all think? Kyle said he ain't listening to Drake. He said, hey, until Drake renounces his ungodly catalog of music, I won't take him seriously. He's no different than the other rappers who name drop Jesus.
Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. I agree with that. I'm not going to say he's any different than any other artist. I will say the saying you need to repent, or because usually when artists rap about Jesus, they be on some, I got a Jesus piece, or
right, I split, you know, a Jesus, I read and all the Bible, that.
I'm gonna send you.
Nobody talks about repentance, that's for sure.
Right.
That's they thank them after they win the award.
Right. They thank God. I thank God. Or a lot of artists feel like they're entitled to, like God sent them on earth to, and that's why they're blessed the way they are. You know what I mean? You hear a lot of things right. like that. But repentance, right? Like, oh, I got sin and I need to repent. You know what I mean? Like, clearly, dude, you know you got some sins. You know what I'm saying? So who knows? It could be the Kanye thing. Kanye don't Kanye live like down the block or used to live down the block and they in the same area. I don't know.
Well, he back in Canada though.
Yeah. I just know that I'm around artists that are secular and they, you know what I mean? We have these convos aside from music, you know, about God and, you know, if they need prayer or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you'll sometimes hear some of those convos being displayed in their music later on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Their tone of their music or their song, or they'll be like, yo, Switch, I want to do a song about God and, you know what I mean? Whatever it may be. So I know how that goes, man. What y'all felt?
Yeah, I mean, because of those couple bars, like, he ain't CHH to me, you know, but Snoop dropped a whole album, gospel album. He still ain't CHH to me.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Right.
I don't know what like,
right. You know, and I mean, defining who is CHH and who isn't is so arbitrary, right? Like, some people will say some people are CHH and some people are not, you know, like.
That's like CHH artists that y'all say that people ain't CHH.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, like Lecrae, right? Your man Aha, they're still on CHH playlists. Jafai Life, you know,
yeah,
like a lot of people are like, nah, they're not CHH, or they might be like, nah, I'm not CHH, you know. So it's an arbitrary term, you know, like. But I definitely wouldn't say Drake is that. That don't sound like CHH to me, you know.
No.
No way at all.
And the song, I wasn't impressed with the song either. Like, we gonna call him CHH off of that song? Like, come on, man. He got to come better than that.
Nah, yeah. We definitely can't call. I mean, even in the lyrics, they're like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even in the hook itself, I got two girls that I love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's King David, bro. What you mean? That's Bible.
what if it's his mom and his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Could be.
Oh, his sister.
Yeah. When he attends, he's calling his mom.
Yo, Drake, come on the show.
We got he's on his LeBron James, bro. He's on his LeBron James, you know.
Well, what's LeBron James on?
You know, his mom. You know, he's saying his mom's a 10, you know.
He said that?
Bro. That's all, you know.
I didn't hear that either.
Wasn't somebody getting a LeBron's mom?
What's his name? Delonte West.
Yeah, yeah. See.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why they say you got blackballed or whatever.
So they said, yep.
He got eight ball. That's what he got. He got an eight ball.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. We said we need to be able to call what? We need to be able to call him Christian first before calling him Paige.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
That was Kyle on YouTube.
Yep.
We definitely ain't co-signing.
I don't know. Well, Drake ain't see it, Chase. We know that.
Right. So did you guys see that a gospel rapper or a rapper performs at his mom's funeral?
Oh yeah, everybody has
that. Was a about that was a dude with the pink belt.
I wasn't looking at his belt, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he was wearing these little skinny jeans, and I was like, who is this dude and why is he going crazy on at this funeral? But then I found out he was performing for his mom. Like, I guess his mom was his biggest fan, right?
Yeah, she will perform with him.
Yeah, I felt bad after that. I was like, dang, I was over here like
judges.
Yeah.
What happens when we get a little piece of the story?
Yeah. I was like, who is this clown? Right. And then I was like, oh, my bad.
Right.
Forgive me, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's supposedly like Christian. Like,
yeah, well, with the video, you couldn't really hear anything, right? So I'm just like, yo, what is this dude doing? He jumping on the pews and everything. And then I saw the story, and like his mom was like one of his biggest supporters, and he's a Christian rapper and whatnot.
She was his hype man.
Yeah, bro. She was like supporting her son, bro. I'm like, I need to step up my support for my kids, man. You know what I mean? Like, the next time my kids win an award on stage at school, I mean, when schools open up, of course, I'm gonna hop on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Go wild.
I'm a wild out.
But that's what she was, and then that's why he was wilding like that.
Yeah. What y'all think about that?
Well, we just
told about you. Him performing at his at a funeral. Like, I mean,
hey, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment, Joe.
I'm just saying, because the consensus, I guess, is like you're at a funeral, so it's like a somber moment and like standing. But then to see like that type of I don't know, concert-like event happening.
Well, he said he wanted to like celebrate her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, that's his choice. That's his mom. I mean,
for sure.
That's it. That's a funeral, man.
I don't know what he's saying, but
funeral lit.
Right? It was lit. That's the most lit funeral ever.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
But now that you know the full context of it, man, I get it.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope. Shout out to your man, West End Shouty.
West End Shouty. You see Canton Jones put him up. He posted him, or I guess he knows him or has some ties to him or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
when I first saw it, I ain't gonna front. I was like, what the heck is this? Like, why is this dude?
What is this heathenism?
Shirt?
Right.
What is this dude without a shirt?
I was like,
why does he look like he's a Crip? In the church. Right now. But then when I heard the story, I was like, okay, cool. You know, man, I'll take my judgmental self and hands off.
that was me. That was me. I was like, yo, what's. And then I heard the story. I was like, oh, my bad. Forgive me, Lord.
Terrible, yo.
Yeah. But, worry. Yo, none of y'all, like, when the Lord takes me, like,
we'll perform.
I don't need all that, all right?
But perform, breathe. So you could come back to life.
Breathe without, we're gonna perform Breathe without our shirts on.
Yeah, I don't need any of y'all taking your.
I seen some stuff, like, you ever seen those? Because I saw it on Primer Impacto, where they do like they do the wakes and the dudes are like sitting in their chair or they're in a boxing ring. You know what I say? Have y'all seen that?
Oh yeah, I seen that. Like experiencing with them or whatever.
Yeah.
The dude is like dead.
Like, yeah. Your man is dead, sitting in a chair. Like they took him to the taxidermist or something like that.
Oh, was,
like,
yeah. They wilding with those.
I seen one with a motorcycle. Like, yeah. Son is on his motorcycle. Like, just wild. We're going to put Switch in his podcast chair.
Sure.
Like, but my thing is, like, during those moments, like, are we supposed to be, like, celebrating or mourning? Like, what's our...
Right.
Because it's like, when you pass, that's just... No matter how much you try to celebrate someone's life, well, Paul does say, right, like, we shouldn't be crying as the world does, right? Because we know that they're, you know, they went on to... to hopefully be with the Lord, right? So that's true in a sense, but at the same time, you do mourn during that time. Like, my mom passed away. I ain't gonna be, I'm gonna be like, yo, mom, I miss you, mama.
I'm gonna be crying, bro. Yeah. I'm gonna be crying. My mom saved, you know, she's a Christian. She took me to church when I was a kid, when I was wilding out, you know what I mean? I'm still gonna cry, bro, because I'm gonna miss her.
Right.
Facts.
Right. But maybe his mom told him, like, yo, when I pass, I don't want you to be crying. I want you to be turning up.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Turn up for Jesus.
Yeah. I remember a youth pastor one time said the same thing. He was like, I told my family members that when I pass, I want you guys to throw the biggest party.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay. Yeah.
Oh. There you go. Party on. That's what they do in New Orleans. They party.
Right. They also bury people on top, right? On top of the earth.
Yeah, that's because they're below sea level.
That's what they do with you guys. I don't know if y'all saw that Biggie doc on Netflix.
That was terrible.
Oh, you didn't like it? Yeah, y'all was saying, yo, this is all stuff we knew already.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool because we got a more perspective of his mom.
That's what it seemed like. It was more about her than
and her side of things.
Yeah, than it was for him. The only thing I didn't know was the fact that that jazz player that was kind of mentoring him.
Oh yeah, homeboy that was mentoring him and stuff.
That played with Miles Davis. Oh yeah.
Yeah, for the y'all that don't know, that's on Netflix, the Biggie documentary. But that's what they were doing. They was celebrating his life, right? Like, they were turning up. They did the same thing for Pop Smoke.
Nah, look at this. Nah.
What is it? These are dead people?
Yeah. Your man right there. Your man, this dude right here. He this is his wake, son.
Nah.
That's what he wanted?
He died.
That's what he wanted. Look, he's in a ring.
And it gotta be Puerto Rican.
Why it gotta be Puerto Rican, son?
He's Puerto Rican.
It tells it right there in the order.
Right there, bro. Mira. 26 Puerto Rican. Santurce. Who from Santurce?
Oh, that's so creepy, man. Like, yo, going to funerals is creepy itself. Like, to see somebody dead, like,
yeah.
But
yeah,
like, you know what, that
Santurce has a lot of Dominicans there.
I don't know.
Jay, you gotta add you.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'm gonna take his word for it.
But yeah, nah, that's crazy. And I seen another one like that, and it was Puerto Rico too. They bugging.
That's so creepy. Oof, that just creeped me out right now. just seeing that.
The crib like that.
Yeah, just sitting there like
everybody
with shades on.
Miriam Burbank, love the cold.
Look. Oh, that's in New Orleans.
She's sitting in there hello.
And so they take pictures of these
people. That's your man right there.
Nah, yo. They see they
yo, look at your man on a motorcycle, son.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Come on. Are they gonna bury the bike?
Right. Can I keep that?
So what happens after that? They
I don't know, like how they gonna fit him in the. I mean, if you like on a motorcycle like this, like you stiff, son. Like, how are they gonna put you in a box?
They're gonna stretch
and bury you.
They're
gonna have to stretch you out, right? Like,
nah, yo.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, man.
People really be bugging.
Yeah,
dude.
That was Puerto Rico too. The motorcycle joint.
It looked of course it is.
Probably was. They probably was San Juan. They moved dude out the ring and put him on a bike. Oh man,
yo,
crazy stuff, yo.
Well, with that being said, yo, I got the scripture today. We got Malachi 3:1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in which you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Obviously, that was a prophecy to John the Baptist and then Christ, obviously.
Dope. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening, commenting in the live chat. We are live streaming for those of you that are audio-only listeners on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter as well. So we appreciate you hanging out with us. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the like button. It helps us out. It pushes the channel out. We're trying to get to 1,000 subs, and we need your help to do that. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Don't forget to get your merch, shop.thatsnotchristian.com. Use promo code TNC to get 10% off your order. And we'll see you next Monday. We don't have no show on Wednesday, but you never know.
Never know. Yeah.
Yo, shout out to God's Music Radio too, man.
Yes. Shout out God's Music Radio.
We're streaming there now, all our episodes. So you can go to godsmusicradio.com to
and everybody in the comments. Appreciate y'all.
Word. Yeah, thanks for tapping in.
Facts.
That's always fun.
Word. Yeah, so we'll see you next haters. Week.
Even the haters, shout out the haters.
Yeah, everybody. We'll see you next week. Yeah.
Peace.